हरे कृष्णा। टू लूज वंस रीजन इज बैड, बट टू लूज एवरीथिंग एक्सेप्ट वंस रीजन इज वर्स। आवर रीजन, आवर रैशनल फैकल्टी इज इम्पॉर्टेंट फॉर अस टू डिसर्न प्रॉपरली, टू नॉट गेट कैरिड अवे बाय इनएडवाइजेबल इमोशंस, एंड टू स्टे फोकस्ड पर्पसफुली इन आर लाइफ। एंड टू लूज वंस रीजन नेचुरली इज नॉट गुड। We will become sentimental, gullible, fanatical if we lose our reason. And the Bhagavad Gita does address the reasoning, our reason. At the end, the Bhagavad Gita tells in 18.63, Vimrishaita dasheshena yathechasi tatha kuru. Vimrishaita dasheshena. Now, Arjuna, deliberate deeply as much as you need on what I have spoken. And then yathechasi tatha kuru. Do as you desire. So what this means is, Krishna is telling Arjuna that actually he is moving onwards towards Krishna, that to he should think deeply and then decide. So he's calling to Arjuna to use his reasoning faculty. At the same time, we also have to be careful that, you know, when we start using reason, and reason helps us to see things properly, helps protects us from some short-sighted impulses, then we may develop too much trust in reason, and we may think that actually reason is all that I need, and then we may, in the name of being sticking to reason, we may become totally unfeeling. We may start treating people and their emotions not as we may treating them very impersonally, treating them as objects who are just factors in an equation which is governed by our reason, you know. So this is what unfortunately happens sometimes when people become ultra tyrannical. This is what happens, say, with the Nazis, when they boosted by their idea of social Darwinism, they thought that we Nazis are the most fit race, and we are anyway by evolution, we are going to rule the world, and the Jews are an unfit race, and they will be eliminated by evolution. But we will help evolution on the way. We will accelerate nature's course by killing the Jews. And they had the Holocaust where they killed millions of Jews. It's horrendous. So here they had their own reason, their own cold-blooded reason, which was completely unfeeling towards the heartbreaking, heart-wrenching sufferings that the Jews went through as they lost their property, they lost their positions, they lost their lives, they lost their dignity, they lost their everything. And not just lost, it was taken away heartlessly from them. So actually, if we lose everything except our reason, then we can just become unidimensional machines who can become very destructive. And similarly, in our spiritual life, if we stick only to reason and do not cultivate devotion, then we will become skeptical about devotional activities, devotional realizations, spiritual growth, spiritual experiences, and we will stay stuck in the intellectual mode, and we will not experience the joy of bhakti. Krishna tells in the Bhagavad Gita 4.40, Ajñāścha śraddhādhānaśca samśayātmā viṇaśyati. नायम लोकोस्ति न परो न सुखम संशयात्मनः। सो अज्ञश्च अश्रद्धधानश्च, दैट दोज हु आर डाउटफुल, दोज हु डू नॉट नो, दोज हु डू नॉट हैव फेथ, एंड दोज हु आर डाउटफुल, ऑल ऑफ देम हैव प्रॉब्लम्स। बट ही सेज स्पेशली संशयात्मा विनश्यति, द डाउटर्स आर डिस्ट्रॉयड। नायम लोकोस्ति न परो, नॉट इन दिस वर्ल्ड नॉट इन द नेक्स्ट। न सुखम संशयात्मनः, न सुखम संशयात्मनः, that they cannot get happiness anywhere. So we have to make sure that reason is used in the service of Krishna, that reason doesn't hold our service to Krishna in hostage. Because if we make reason our God, we lose everything except reason. That means we make reason our supreme value, we make reason our God, then this false God of reason will steal our bhakti and leave us with as unfeeling machines who will live unfulfilled lives, which will be not only unproductive but can even be destructive. So bhakti protects us from this danger by giving us adequate room for exercising our reason, and at the same time guiding our reason towards the Supreme Absolute Truth, who is the source and sustainer of reason, and understanding whom is the perfection of our reason. So we use our intelligence not to conquer Krishna with our intelligence. We use our reason not to conquer Krishna with our reason, but way to serve Him, to appreciate Him, to deepen our love for Him. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.